Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, my people. Well, not good evening. Good morning. Good morning to my radio audience this morning. Just having a little bit of problem here. My speaker went out. I was attempting to bring forth some information to you today that you really, really do need to see and understand. But my speaker went out. So what I need you people to do right now is to give me like 1 minute or 2 minutes. Let me see what I can do to bring forth this information, this prophecy that I need to bring forth today to let the world know that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, is real. And all the prophets that the God of Israel speak to and through and deserve. I'm not talking about the prophets of the Christian church. I'm not talking about no prophets of no churches. I'm talking about the prophet of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the Hebrew nation. That's who I am. So if you can give me a little bit of a minute, let me try to see what I can do to make this happen, what I am attempting to try to do. Give me 1 minute, just 1 minute, people. So let me go ahead and try to attempt to bring forth this prophecy, this confirmation prophecy, something that I spoke to you about 3 weeks ago. I'm going to do the best I can with my speaker going out. I don't know if you're going to be able to hear the audio I don't know if you're going to be able to hear the audio that I made about 3 weeks ago. The name of the audio was God of Israel, 613 laws established and complete, final episode, audio number 33. I don't know if you're going to be able to hear it. I'm going to attempt to play some parts of that audio where I was prophesizing and telling you what was going to happen once I establish and finish the 613 laws of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His name is Ahayah. Once I get through establishing the laws for him, that they are good, that his law is true and righteous and holy, and we need to keep it, that it was something was going to hit this earth that have never hit it before. Matter of fact, I say, I can't wait, in this very same audio, I can't wait to see what's going to happen when I finish establishing the 613 laws. So I made a few prophecies that was a few predictions that was going to happen, which is prophecy, when I established the 613 laws. Give me 1 minute, please.
Media, could you run them off the porch? They're making a lot of noise. Run them off the porch.
So I already know I'm on the spiritual attack right now from my adversary, the devil. I'm on a spiritual attack right now. But it's okay. My speaker went out. All kind of stuff is going on. So that just let me know that I'm doing the right thing that I need to be doing for the God of Israel. So I'm going to put the audio on that I established 3 weeks ago and try to play some clippings of some prophecies that I gave. And then I'm going to go into some news articles just to confirm to you what the God of Israel said through the mouth of his prophet or prophetess, which is me, that what was going to happen. And some of what he said have came to pass. So before we start the audio, and hopefully you can hear a little bit of it. Like I said, it's not loud because the speaker went out. So if you can hear it, I would like you to go back to God of Israel 613 Laws Established in Complete Final Episode Number 33. After I get through with this audio that I'm going to make today, I would like you to go back and just coincide everything that I will be saying today with that audio. Okay, Dopey, please. So today, the title of this broadcast, Confirmation, Prophecy, Fulfill, Update, Reports, News, He spoke it to me. Who is he? The God of Israel. Ahiah is his name. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God of the Hebrew kingdom. The God of the 12 tribes of Israel. That God, he spoke it to me. Confirmation. Today I will be giving you confirmation, prophecy, fulfill, update. Okay, reports of the news, things that have took place, since I finished the last audio 3 weeks ago, establishing the whole 613 laws, things that have took place, that the news is news headlines to show you confirmation that the God of Israel is speaking. But what it is, all these prophets, prophecies, prophetess, evangelists, pastors, teachers, elders, all these people that speaking to you, they don't know the prophetic. And they don't know the God of Israel. I can't tell you that so many times I have. They don't know the prophetic. I'm talking about the real prophetic. I'm not talking about no, you're going to get $1,000 and you're going to get a house and you're going to get a car and God going to heal you and God is with you. That's not real prophecy. That's not prophecy at all. All that stuff you're getting from the Christian church and all these churches and all these religions and organizations that they got set up to say that they speaking for God or they saying something for God, they are all false. They don't know the prophetic because they don't know the God of Israel, the real God. So they can't tell you nothing that's going to happen or about to happen. I'm not going to sing a song today. Maybe later I will. But confirmation prophecy for field update reports, news, he spoke it to me. This is prophetic power of truth.
Tia, I need you to run her away. Be her, excuse me, people. Be her butt. I don't want her back here. Stay here and keep her away from here. Excuse me, people. Give me a minute. Stand here. Don't let her come back here. Yeah, we'll stand there for a minute so she don't come back. Give me a minute, people. Give me a minute. All of them. All of them. All of them. Stand there a minute. Don't let them come back. Stand there 1 to 5, 2 or 3 minutes, please.
Excuse me, people. Prophetic power of truth, divine platform. My name is Elisheba, and I am the prophet of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel. His name is Ahayah. So what I'm going to do now, I would like to say Shabbat Shalom to the remnant, to the remnant, to the remnant, to the remnant. Shabbat Shalom, remnant. Peace and blessings to you, earth. Now I will attempt to play the audio. And then I'm going to go over the confirmations just to let you people know that the God of Israel have a servant in this earth that's speaking for him. For him. And to his people, the 12 tribes of Israel. His church, his body, his people, his chosen people in the earth. So let me play the audio. I'm attempt to play this audio now. Hopefully you can hear it. Give me a minute. Excuse me, one moment, people. I gotta stop the audio. Celia, I told you to sit there. Why didn't you move, bro? Don't worry about nothing else. I'm on the radio, and I don't want to hear her. You sit there and wait till I say move, okay, bro? Please. Excuse me, people. All these demonic. These demonic attacks, but I will prevail today, Satan. Yeah. Okay, people, what I'm going to do, I'm going to fast forward the audio to get to the rest of the part that I would like you to hear today. So I'm going to fast forward it right now. Okay, people, okay. So the audio right now is in 12 minutes. It's in 12 minutes. And you notice what I said to the audience? I told the audience that when I get through establishing the 613 laws for the God of Israel, that something was going to hit this earth that have never, ever hit it before. That have never, ever hit it before. Okay? I also said so many other times on this audio and another audio that I might had made maybe a month before this one, saying that I can't wait to see what is going to happen once I finish the 613 laws. I know something very powerful is going to happen and something very deep was going to happen. That's why you need to go back over the audios that I made within 2 months. If you know, so you can understand that the God of Israel is actually speaking right now and trying to prepare his people for what's getting ready to hit this earth. So I'm going to put the audio back on in a minute. And I'm going to take it all the way to 16 minutes. Right now it's on almost 13 minutes. I'm going to take it all the way to 16 minutes, and I'm going to stop. And then I'm going to go into my confirmations to let you people know that we are not here to play games with you. And I also have a prophecy from the God of Israel, a word of knowledge from the God of Israel today. For you. We're not here to play no games, people. Game time is over. Game time is over. I'm going to say it again to you. Game time is over. You don't play your game. You don't play your religious games that you have been playing for many, many generations and centuries. You don't play all your lustful and idolatry games and paganism. It's over with now, people. It is over with. And if you don't want to believe that, then that's your problem. But I am here as the prophet of the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Ahia, to tell you people what is going to hit this earth and why. So, yeah, you can believe I'm a false prophet, whatever you want to believe. But I'm here confirmed to give you confirmation that I am not. That I am not. No, I don't need your money. I'm not prophesizing for money. I'm not speaking to you prophetic to get no checks and money out of you. I don't need your money. I don't want your money. The God of Israel don't want your money. So if he don't want it, I don't want it. I'm here as the mouthpiece of the God of Jacob. That's why I'm here. No, you can't buy me $1,000 and your $5,000 checks like you buy T.D. Jakes and Kraft O'Donnell and Joyce Myers and Paula White and all the rest of Juanita Biden and all. No, you can't buy me because I am the real prophet of the God of Israel. That's been established, that's been preserved for this hour. So I'm here. I'm here for him. And I'm here for the 12 tribes of Israel. I am their prophet. Just like Jeremiah and Ezekiel and Elijah and John the Baptist and the Son of God, Yeshua, was and is their prophet. So let me start the audio back. Because you people think life is a game. You think everything is a game, but you are about to be rudely awakened. Rudely awakened. Do y'all know what that means? Let me tell you what it means. Rudely awakened means that you are asleep. Because you think you can do what you want, how you want, when you want, believe. No, you're about to wake up now. The wrath of God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Moses, hitting this earth. Because that's the only thing going to wake you people up. Ain't nothing else going to wake you up. He told me about 4 or 5 days ago, just like the days of Noah. That's where we are right now. Just like the days of Noah. When the Son of Man will return. Start the audio back. I'm here for confirmation today. You notice what I just said in the audio. I'm speaking to you prophetically. Because that is what I hear from the God of Israel. He told me to tell you in that audio that you are the very people that he's coming after. The ones that have taught that the law is done away with, that the law is dead, that the law is obsolete, that the law is no good. We not under the law. We under Jesus. We under the New Testament. We under the blood of Jesus. We under grace. You are the very people I told you what the God of Israel said 3 weeks ago. You are the very people. And you know who you are. You know who you are, Christian church. You know who you are, Muslim church. And all the rest of y'all churches and shrines and mosques and congregations. You are the very people the God of Israel said 3 weeks ago. He coming after you people. You Christians that think y'all so holy, so righteous, so godly. I know I'm blessed, girl. Highly favored. You are the very people that the God of Israel is coming after. You and your leaders. All of them. He coming after you. And I have the news articles today to prove that to you. That the God of Israel told me, his prophet, his servant, that he was coming after you 3 weeks ago. Yeah. Yes, people. It's time. It is time now. It is time. Yeah, y'all didn't want to hear this big mouth lady that's been prophesizing it, telling y'all what thus said the God of Israel for 2 years. Y'all didn't want to hear me. You thought I was crazy. You thought I was just, Yeah, he going to always back up his prophet. He going to always back up his prophets. I don't need no man to back me up. I don't need nobody to back me up because the God of Israel already gave you number 33 with the audio that I made 3 weeks ago. That means his angels. 33 is an angel number. It's backing me up. And that's why you have 3 weeks later now, 3 weeks later, 3 is the God of Israel number. 33 was the audio of the 613 laws that I established, complete and finished. 3 weeks now, 3 weeks later, confirmation time. 3, confirmation time that what the God of Israel was talking through me to you coming to pass 3 weeks later. So 3, 3, 3. What do that mean? I think I'm going to get you the meaning of 333 today before I leave, this platform. So you the very people I said in audio that the God of Israel coming at. All you people that teach against the law, I don't need it. I don't need it. It's done away with. You the people that he's going to take down earth. You are the people that he's going to take down. Enough is enough. I'm going to start the audio again to 16 minutes, and then I'm going to go into the confirmation, the prophecies that have been fulfilled in the earth. Let's listen to the audio again.
Okay, brothers, look like it's calming down. Give about 2 or 3 more minutes. Then you can leave, okay? You hear me, CDI?
Yeah.
Give 2 or 3 minutes, then you leave.
You
yourself, Dulcie.
All right, people, I'm going to stop the audio right now, put it to the side right now, to the side. So what I just said to you, what I just said to you, I said what the God of Israel said, that he's going to deal with all the religious church going, loving, Buddha going, Catholic going, Seventh-day Adventist going, Hebrew Israelite going, Mars going, Masonic order going, people. He's going to deal with all you people. All you people. So I told you that that audio I made 3 weeks ago, and the angel number 33, it's the final episode of that audio. So that's 333. And before I leave, I'm going to give you a spiritual meaning behind the number 333. But right now, what we're going to do, just to confirm what I was saying and that audio that I made 3 weeks ago, that the God of Israel is coming at all you religious, church-loving, Jesus-loving, Buddha-loving, Allah-loving, Jehovah-loving people, and all the rest of y'all. You got so many gods, I don't even know their name. You got so many gods in this earth, so many gods, so many religions with all kind of different names, all kind of different doctrines, all kind of different teachings and understanding. You got so many. And that's why the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob got to take you down. He got to take you down. He got to take you down. Because he is the one and only true God in this earth. And all your gods are false and dead. They can't talk. They can't walk. They can't breathe. They can't do nothing. They are dead. I don't care how much you call on Jesus. I don't care how much you call on Jehovah and Buddha and all them. They are dead. They cannot stop the COVID-19. They can't stop no plague. They can't stop no disease. They can't stop no cancer. They can't stop nothing because they're not real. Let me go to prove to you that the God of Israel is confirming his prophet in the earth. Let me go to Isaiah first. Isaiah. And we're going to pick the audio back up. I got a couple more things that I need you to hear in that audio. We're going to go to Isaiah 53:1. Isaiah 53, verse 1, people. Isaiah 53, verse 1. Who have believed, and I give the God of Israel all the honor, all the praise, all the glory. All the glory, all the praise, all the worship, all the love, all everything that I have inside of me that's good, I give it to my God. And I lift him up in this earth, him and the Holy Spirit, the mother of all living things. Who have believed our report? And to whom is the arm of a higher revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant. You can go here, brother, now. Excuse me, people. CDR, you can go ahead. For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He have no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we shall desire of him. He is despised and rejected a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Talking about the Son of the Living God. When he came in this earth, Isaiah is prophesizing about the Son of God when he come into earth, that he will be despised, that he will be rejected, that he will be not esteemed. And who rejected him? The same people that's rejecting him today. All you religious, evil, wicked, church loving, Buddha loving, Allah loving, Catholic loving, Seventh-day Adventist loving, Hebrew Israelite loving, Egyptologist loving, Moor loving, all of you religious fanatics. You are the same people. Your ancestors are the ones that rejected the Son of God, are the ones that killed the Son of God. You the same ones. You their children. You love religion. You love false gods. You love idols. You love adultery. You love paganism. You're the same people that killed the Son of God. Yeshua is his name. You want to know his real name. My Savior in the Hebrew. Who have believed, Isaiah said. Isaiah 53:1. Who have believed our report? Who? Who have believed me? Isaiah said, who have believed Jeremiah? Who have believed Ezekiel? Who have believed Elijah? who have believed Moses? Who have believed our report? Our mean all the prophets that the God of Israel set up in the earth to prophesy to speak to the children of Israel when they was in Jerusalem, their own land. Right now, they in slavery scattered all over the earth by the Gentiles. The Gentiles have them in slavery right now. Who have believed our report? Who have believed the law? Who have believed that the God of Israel told the children of Israel that they must keep the law? Who have believed that the God of Israel is the one and true only God? Who have believed us? Absolutely no one believed Isaiah. Absolutely no one of the children of Israel believed Jeremiah. Who have believed our report? Who have believed me, his servant, his prophet, report in this earth today? Absolutely, people. Many are called, but only few are chosen. Who have believed my report? I told you in 2019, millions was going to die. Millions was going to die in 2020. Who have believed my report that the God of Israel have told through me what's going to happen and what's going to hit this earth? Why the COVID-19 is here? Why you can't get rid of it? Who have believed my report? No one. No one that I know believe my report. And report right here is in Isaiah 53:1, something heard. They didn't believe the prophets back then. They only believed the false prophets, the false leaders, the false priests. The same thing going on today. The same exact thing is going on today. And that's why the God of Israel told you and audio that he's coming to deal with you religious, law of the land loving people. And to whom have the arm of a higher revealed it? So report in the Hebrews, Hebrew number 8052, something heard, that is an announcement. That is an announcement. I have been announcing to you what the God of Israel want you people to do, how he wants you to do it. I have been announcing it to you for 2 years now on this divine platform. Who gonna believe? So that's why I know that there must be confirmation. There must be confirmation behind everything that I have spoken to you on this platform. There must be confirmation. And that's why I am here today, to bring forth confirmation so you can understand and know that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is speaking to you people. So with that, I'm going to read a news article. A news article. Maybe once I read the news articles and confirm what the God of Israel told you 3 weeks ago, how he going to deal with all you rebellious, religious, law done away teaching people in this earth. First news article, the New York Times. Vaccine skeptic dies of COVID at 64. Marcus Lamb. Marcus Lamb. If you don't know who Marcus Lamb is, let me tell you who he is. Let me tell you who he is. Marcus Lamb is the co-founder or the founder of the Daystar Television Network. Daystar Television Network. Marcus Lamb, the executive, the chief executive. So he is the founder, the chief executive of the Daystar Television Network. Marcus Lamb, a founder of the Texas-based Christian television network Daystar. I'm reading the news article published December the 1st, 2021. Who has been dismissive of COVID-19 vaccinations, died on Tuesday after contracting the coronavirus. He was 64 years old. So this is a major platform for television evangelists, false prophets that's come on and teach you the charismatic movement, prosperity gospel, they call it. Prosperity movement. Prosperity teaching. This is one of the main networks. Apollo White, T.D. Jakes, Crafto Dollar, Kenny Copeland, Joyce Myers, and all the rest of them. Joe Osteen, Juanita Bynum, and all the rest of them. This is one of their main, just like TBN was one of their main. So the God of Israel took Paul and Jan up out of here. Yeah, you heard what I said, the God of Israel. So yes, this is a main hub where they come on national TV and prophesize to you all them lies and teach all that false doctrine that the law is done away with. The law is no good. We under grace. We don't got to keep it. We under the blood of Jesus. This is what they all do when they come on this network. God going to bless you. Sow $1 million seed. Sow $5,000 seed. God going to bless you. God going to heal you. God going to do this. God ain't going to do nothing because they not talking about the God of Israel. So this man, he was the chief executive. Marcus Lamb is his name. He died from COVID-19 at 64 years old. I told you people 3 weeks ago, the God of Israel told you people that he coming after you. He coming after you religious people now. So he died from coronavirus. He was 64 years old. So I'm still a false prophet. I'm still a false prophet because the God of Israel is speaking through me to tell you what he get ready to do in this earth. He have confirmed it today. He went at one of the head ranks of the Christian doctrine. Of the Christian doctrine. One of the head ringleaders of the Christian doctrine and the Christian movement. Christianity, they call it. One of the head ringleaders. Now, if he took down the head ringleader, yeah, I'm talking about Marcus Lamb. He's a false prophet. They all false prophets. They all are false prophets. Everything they teach, everything they say, everything they do is against the God of Israel. It's against his law. It's against what is written in the Bible. They don't even teach the Bible. They don't even, they is Paula White and all the rest of them that come on this network. They star. They don't teach the Bible. Yeah, I'm calling all of y'all false prophets. And if you believe that you are a real prophet, come on here or get in contact with me and prove that you are a real prophet. What you teach, what you say. It's coming out of the Bible. You don't got one scripture to back up what you saying and what you teaching is true. Not one. So he took down the head ringleader. What you think gonna happen now, people? That he took down the head ringleader, he going after the rest of them. He going after the rest of them. They won't get away. They will not get away with what they have established in this earth, what they have said in this earth about the God of Israel law that is dead and done away with. They won't get away. That is no good. We under Jesus, the New Testament. We don't have to read the Old Testament. It's dead and done away with. Israel, we spiritual Israel. You will not get away with it. And I'm speaking again to you people what I am hearing right now. So that's one news article that I wanted to confirm. That I wanted to confirm that the God of Israel say he's coming after you religious, teaching against the law, New Testament loving leaders and members of the Christian church and all your churches and all your organizations and all your doctrines. I would like now to put back on the audio. Let's put the audio back on, people. Love Jesus. Love Jesus. Jesus is going to make a way. Jesus love you. Jesus is God. Jesus, he died on the cross. We under the blood of Jesus. Jesus is going to bless us. Jesus is going to help us. We love Jesus. We worship Jesus. Everything is Jesus with these people. Marcus Lamb and his crew. Marcus Lamb and his crew. Everything is love Jesus. Could your Jesus stop you from getting COVID-19 and dying and leaving this earth? Where was your Jesus at then when you was laying up on that hospital bed? Can't breathe. Can't breathe. Was you calling on Jesus then? I know you was. Why he didn't show up for you? Because he's not real. Again, he is an image that has been set up by the imperial cult. The imperial cult. I don't need to tell you who that is. That's too deep for you to understand, people. It's too deep for you to understand the imperial cult, who they are. Who they are. I can only share that information with the remnant in a private audience, just me and them. You're not ready for that. You can't handle that. You don't need to know that because you believe I'm a false prophet anyway. So what I look like telling you who the imperial cult is and what it's all about. I'm just here today to clarify and to confirm what the God of Israel higher spoke to me 3 weeks ago is actually coming to pass. Start the audio again. We're going to take it to :136. That's the minute I want you to hear in the audio. 136. One minute, people. I'm not going to be long today. I told you I'm on vacation. It took me 4 months to establish the law. I'm on vacation right now. I'm just here to confirm what the God of Israel told me 3 weeks ago. That's all I'm here. He took down the chief executive of Daystar Television. You don't even know what Daystar means, people. You don't even know what Daystar means, do you? No, you don't know. You just think because these people smile and they get on TV and they get up there with their pulpit and their platform and they smiling and talking about God love you and God going to do this for you. God, you don't even know who these people are. Daystar Television Network. Marcus Lamb. Marcus Lamb. Look what it said. I'm going to finish reading the article before I start the audio. He died at 64 of coronavirus. You mean Jesus couldn't heal him of coronavirus? COVID-19? That's deep, ain't it? That's deep. He one of the head honchos. He one of the head honchos of the Christian faith. This man's supposed to have a lot of faith, a lot of power, a lot of wisdom, a lot of knowledge, a lot of everything. You mean he could get his God to heal him from COVID-19 or coronavirus? That's something to think about, ain't it, people? His wife, Jonah Lamb, confirmed his death on Ministry Now. The show that she and Mr. Lamb had hosted together. She did not say where he died. Daystar is based in Bedford, Texas, Dallas-Fort Worth area. After contacting the virus, COVID-19, Mr. Lamb, who frequently suggested on the air that people pray instead of getting inoculated, mean you need to pray instead of getting the vaccine, he told him. He was against the vaccine. And he told people, just pray and don't get the vaccine, but just pray. That's how much time I have. I don't know. I'm still going. I don't know what's going on. See, I'm still on the air and I'm still going, people. But anyway, people, this is what he teach, to pray against the vaccine. Don't get the vaccine, just pray. See, I keep telling you people over and over again, the God of Israel, Ahiah, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he's over life and death. It ain't got nothing to do with no vaccine. He's the one over life and death. You can take the vaccine or not take the vaccine, whatever you want to do. If you want to take you out of this earth, you're going. You have 100 vaccines. Ain't got nothing to do with what the God of Israel, Ahiah, want to do up in this earth to his creation, the people he created. He's in charge. He's in control. Not nothing but that. So, no, he didn't want the vaccine, okay. But he still lost his life from COVID-19. And you got some that's getting the vaccine that's losing their life from COVID-19. So what does it matter, people? What does it matter? What do matter is that you straighten out your wicked, evil life against the God of Israel. And do what the God of Israel tell you to do and told you to do and keep his law. That's what matters. And nothing else. And after contacting the virus, okay, he was taken to the hospital when his oxygen level dropped all of a sudden. His wife said on the broadcast on November the 18th, it was not immediately clear when he had tested positive for the virus. Daystar Television Network, which the Lambs founded in 1997, these people been coming on broad, wide television, teaching people that the law is dead, is done away, we under the New Testament, we under the blood of Jesus, we under grace, we ain't got to keep the law, we ain't got to, I ain't talking about no Ten Commandments, I'm talking about 632 laws that the God of Israel wrote in the Bible, in the Hebrew Scrolls, I ain't talking about that. So since 1997, these people have been teaching on broad, live national TVs. You know how many years they've been deceiving God's people? Marcus Lamb, the chief executive of Daystar. 97, how many years is that? My God, let me add this up, people. It's 2021 now. Give me a minute. Oh, man, way over 20 years. Way over 20 years. This man been on TV teaching everybody love Jesus. To love Jesus, a false God that's not real. That you don't have to do nothing but read the New Testament. That's all you got to do. Say the sinner's prayer. Believe that Jesus died on the cross and was resurrected on a Sunday. False doctrine, teaching, lies that this man have been teaching for over 20 years. So I told you people, the God of Israel said he coming for you people. I told you that 3 weeks ago. He coming. So let me put the audio back on. So you still want to believe I'm a false prophet? Go ahead and believe that. Go ahead. Keep believing that I'm false, just like they believed Jeremiah and Ezekiel that was false. And the God of Israel killed millions of the Hebrew Israelites when they was in Jerusalem because they believed that Jeremiah and the prophets was false. They all died. Mostly all of them died. It was only a few left after the God of Israel went up in Jerusalem and did a deluge and killed them and their children. You want to keep playing with this God. You want to keep playing with this God. He all power. He all power, people. I'm telling you. You want to keep believing these false prophets and these false leaders that the imperial cult have set up for you to believe? And you don't want to believe the prophet, me, that he have preserved in this earth to help you people, to save your life. Start the audio again. We're going to take it to number one, audio, minute 136. This is a confirmation prophecy. Fulfill, update, reports, news. He spoke it to me, people, 3 weeks ago. What he was going to do to all you Christian, church-loving, religious, Jesus, Buddha, Allah-loving, Hebrew, Israel-loving, Yah, Most High people. He coming for you now. He tired of your madness. He tired of you and all your false gods. Listen to the audio. Hold on, people. I don't know what happened to the audio. Give me a minute. I don't know what just happened to the audio, people. Give me 1 minute, okay? Give me 1 minute. Let's see what's going on with the audio. Okay. Somehow the volume went off. Mm-hmm. Okay, people. I think the volume went out. I had to turn it back on.
Be a slave to them. Bear blame. Bear the big head by fault. Harm. Bear.
Oh. Guess what, people? Now, all of a sudden, my speaker want to work. The one that I said went out earlier. Now it want to work. So let's try to get the speaker on so you can hear the audio even better. One moment.
For this, trespasses, what the law, why exist, no exist, and how to stop, and it says to the law, that faith. Come here. Faith that is on step with us. As long as I believe in God, as long as I go to church, as long as I pay my tithe, as long as I worship God as I trust Jesus, I'm okay. As long as I believe in God, I accept. Because his name is not Jesus, the Son of God. That is the God of the Amalek. That is the God of Amalek. That is the God of Esau. That's his image that he set up in the earth. That's his image.
One moment, people. I got the speaker working now. You'll be able to hear it better. You'll be able to hear it better. Okay? Let me start it back. Thank you, God of Israel. Do you want me to go back over the first part? I will.
With fear before him.
Listen, people. Let me get it to where
it
I want.
It does. Yes, you are trespass what? The law. Why a sinner? Though a sinner do evil. And 100 times. His days be belong. You okay, people? You here, and you 80 years old, you 60 years old, 70 years old. As long as I believe in God, as long as I go to church, as long as I pay my tithe, as long as I worship Jesus, as long as I love Jesus, I'm okay. As long as I believe in Jesus. No, you are a sinner. Because his name is not Jesus, the Son of God. That is the God of the Amalek. That is the God of Amalek. That is the God of Esau. That's his image that he set up in the earth. That's his image. His image is white, just like him, a European. That's Amalek. Esau descendant. Have made you people into sinners. It don't matter if you sin 100 times the God of Israel said, and your days be prolonged and you still living at 66, 80 years old, 100 years old. Surely I know that. I know the thing. And I know the wickedness and the evil that you people have done. And you will not get away with it. You will not get away with it. You will pay when you leave this earth. Some of us, and y'all are already paying right now with sickness in our body, all kinds of stuff going on wrong with us. You paying here on earth. And when you leave, you're going to pay even. It's still be fair. It's still be fair. So guess what? Guess what? That don't nobody fear. I'm talking about the God. I'm talking about the God of my father, Abraham, my the God.
Okay, people, I stopped the audio. It's trying to work a little bit. It's kind of going in and out. But again, let me get another news article. Let me get another news article. So what I was saying there, it doesn't matter if you're 100 years old, 80 years old, the God of Israel is going to deal with you. The God of Israel will deal with you. He will not let you get away from the sin and the wickedness and evil that you have committed against him and against his law. And that's exactly what you people are doing. That's what exactly all your religions, all your churches, all your organizations are teaching you against the God of Israel. Now, let's go to the next news article. Let's go to the next news article. I told you, he's going to come at you. He told me to tell you that. He's coming at you. Joe Osteen. Marcus Lamb was the chief executive of Daystar. I think Marcus Lamb, let me see what day that was that he died and left this world. Come on, people. Y'all think the God of Israel going to play with you? He's not playing with you, people. He's not playing with you. I'm telling you right now, he's not playing with you. Look what his wife said, Marcus Lamb. I am lost for words today. His son, Jonathan, said on Twitter on Tuesday, my father was promoted to heaven, he said, at 4 a.m. this morning. So Tuesday is when Marcus Lamb left this earth. Tuesday would be the 30th of November was Tuesday. Sealed again, people. Why? Because Tuesday is 30 and Tuesday is number 3. Tuesday is number 3, people. Tuesday is number 3. And the episode that I prophesied to you was ended with 33. So Marcus Lamb died on November the 30th, which would be 333. I didn't even know what day that he died. I didn't even know what day he died, people. I just seen that right now in the news article. So that confirmed even more. I was talking to you earlier about 333. 333. So this is complete, people. 3 is God's number, the God of Israel number, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob number 3. He loved number 3. He did a lot of things in the Bible with number 3 and 7. So there go your 3-3, okay? There go your 3-3. His son say he died on Tuesday, which would be November the 30th. That's 3. That's 3. That's a 3-3-3 that I just spoke to you about earlier. And it says right here, as the network chief executive, Marcus Lamb hosted his own broadcast as well as the show with his wife. Children regularly appeared on the network, which said it reaches more than 108 million households. 100 million households. This man was going on television teaching people about the gospel. The gospel. You know what gospel means, people? I did the research on the word gospel. Let me help you. Let me help you right here. You know what the word gospel means? A good story. A good story about who? A figure in an image named Jesus. It's a good story. That's all it is, a good story. It ain't got nothing to do with the God of Israel. It have nothing to do with the God of the Hebrew nation. It have nothing to do with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It's just a good story that was made up by the imperial cult. So this man talking to a million households. So let me keep going. Daystar broadcasters, including the Lambs, have repeatedly questioned the efficacy of the vaccine. I ain't going to go into that. Let me go to my next news article, people, to confirm. We got to have them. To confirm. Excuse me, people. My next news article. Money found by plumber at Joe Osteen Church is tied to the 214 burglary, police say. The discovery was revealed when the plumber called into a Houston radio show on Thursday. Joe Osteen. So that was Thursday. Marcus Lamb died on November the 30th. Joe Osteen, the plumber, was doing some work in his church and found wads of money stashed behind the wall of the bathroom church of Joe Osteen. Another televangelist that's connected to Daystar Network. This is their network. This is their main source that set them up, that exalt them as preachers and ministers and evangelists and prophets for Jesus. So Joe Osteen was hit Thursday. He was hit Thursday. The God of Israel hit him Thursday. The cover of these people is coming off now. It's time for the world. It's time for the world to see and understand that you people have been believing a lie rather than the truth. So look at this. Look at this. Let me go back. And I'm about to leave, people. I only got a couple more news articles, and I'm leaving. The discovery was revealed when the plumber called into a Houston radio show on Thursday. It says, 7 years ago, Lakewood Church, the Houston mega church led by Joe Osteen, the prominent televangelist, reported that $200,000 in cash and $400,000 in checks had been stolen from a church safe. Really? Last month, the money may have been discovered, not by detectives of church personnel, but rather by a plumber fixing a toilet inside the church bathroom. The plumber revealed the discovery on Thursday when he called into a Houston radio show. There was a loose toilet in the wall, he said. And we removed the tile, he said on the radio show. We went to go remove the toilet, and I moved some installation away. About 500 envelopes, he said, fell out the wall. So somebody literally stashed the money in Joe Osteen Church behind the wall. See, the God of Israel want to show you people what these people are all about. What they are all about. He want to reveal them to you now. It's time for them to be revealed. They got enough money. They got enough prestige. They don't sell enough lies, and they don't tell enough false doctrine against the God of Israel and his law, that it's time for the God of Israel to deal with them now. So this man had 500 envelopes full of money behind the church wall. Who put it there? It didn't get there by itself. Who put it there? It's been there for a very long time. So whoever put it there, they knew that it was there. They knew that it was there. And it was not like they was going back and forth getting the money out. I don't know if they was going back and forth. But I know whoever put it there knew it was there. And it's been there. So was they trying to hide the money? Was Joe Osteen trying to hide the money? Or someone at his church trying to hide? I can't say. But I know one thing, people. I know one thing. That all that money that y'all are giving these leaders, are not for the God of Israel. You see where the money was behind the church wall. It's not for the poor. It's not for the broken. It's not for the widow. It's not for the homeless. It's for nobody but Joe Osteen and his wife. That's who it's for. It ain't for nobody but what he want to do with it and when and how. So again, I told you people 3 weeks ago, and this article that I'm reading is December 3rd, 2021. So 3-3-3-3-4 times. This article was December 3rd about Joe Osteen, somebody hiding money up in his church. Now the police is questioning him where the money come from, how it get there, and all of that. They need to question him. He ain't nothing but a false prophet. That's all he is. They all false prophets. So this article was December 3rd. Marcus Lamb died November the 30th. The audio that I was letting you listen to, I made 3 weeks ago. There go three again. And the audio that I made 3 weeks ago was ended with 33. So you got all kind of threes right here, people, to let you know what is going on right now with the Christian church, the world biggest organization in the world. The God of Israel is behind what is going on right now. The cover is being pulled off. Next news article. I don't need to say no more about that. The plumber said he contacted a maintenance supervisor and then gave the church the envelopes on Friday. The Houston police confirmed that the money appeared to be connected to the 2014 theft. So they said in 2014, somebody broke in the church and took the money when they had the money stashed behind the wall the whole time. Who do you think did that? Wow. Come on, people. Next news article. I'm going to put the tape on again. Got a little bit more of the tape that you need to list. Florida, this news article was 2 days ago, it say. 2 days ago. Florida church musician. Florida church musician shoots wife and 2 adult children dead. Do y'all see what y'all Jesus is all about? Do y'all see what your Jesus is all about and your Jehovah? Do you see? This man was a musician in a church. A member of a church, probably him and his wife and his kids, he killed his wife and shot his 2 adult children to death. The doctrine, the teaching, the religions that you people are following, they are all false. How can a musician of a church, a Christian church, you said there's no power given to any name but that name. So I'm pretty sure his wife was calling on Jesus when the husband got the gun to kill him and her kids, or their kids. Why Jesus couldn't stop this man from killing his family? His wife and his 2 kids. Why Jesus couldn't stop that? Come on, leave him alone, please. Please, leave him alone. Exactly, people. Because he's not real. You've been following a false God for many generations now. Florida church musician shoot wife and two adult children dead. It's crazy. It just doesn't make sense, says the sheriff. No, it don't make sense. Because anybody that's a member of a Christian church or any religion that's in this earth don't have no sense. Exactly. A sheriff in Florida has described the fatal shooting of a 57-year-old man, a 57-year-old woman, and her adult son and daughter as tragedy as a church musician was charged with murder. This man was 57 years old that killed his wife and his two adult children. Childhood emotional abuse. And being connected to a false god like Jesus, Allah, Buddha, Jehovah, Yah, Most High, all the names are your gods. This is the kind of stuff that the God of Israel is say. He want you to know people today. He want you people to understand today, right now, that what you people have been doing and what you people have been falling and what you people have been calling on is all false. And if you keep, and I'm prophesying, I'm speaking to you prophetic right now. And if you keep falling something that's not real, something that the God of Israel is showing you that's not real, ain't nothing else the God of Israel can do for you people but take you out. That's all he can do. Because you don't want to take heed to the report, his prophet. Now, I will now go and let you hear the rest of this audio. I have two more scriptures that I need to read. Let me put the audio back on. There's no way that you are a member of a church and that the church have the power of the God of Israel, the real God in it, that you can kill your wife and your two kids. Absolutely no way. This man have a demon in him. He have a demonic spirit in him. That shows you that the Christian church is not helping nobody. It's not helping nobody. It's not real. It's just a delusion. It's just something that was made up to keep you away from the real God, to keep you away from the real power, to keep you away from the real knowledge and wisdom that comes from the God of Israel. This is satanic religions. All the religions of this world are satanic, all of them. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is the only real God. Abraham didn't go to no church. Isaac didn't go to no church. Jacob didn't go to no church. And when the children of Israel was in their own land, Solomon built a temple. But guess what? He defiled the temple. He defiled it with all his gods. The same thing that y'all people doing over here on this side of the world, setting up churches everywhere that don't belong to the God of Israel. He don't want no church. He never wanted no church. He never asked Solomon to build him no church. He don't need no church. He don't need no building. Let me put the audio on, people, please. I'm on vacation. I got to go back to my vacation. I'm just here to confirm today. Confirmation. Okay, I'm going to read one more scripture. right now. One more scripture right now. John 8. St. John, they call it. 8:44. John 8:40. Let me put this back on the audio. Take it all the way down, people.
You think they going to buy stuff out to stuff I help to be? All these stupid people. And guess what? Stop next and keep my thoughts. I have people in my family that say they children of God. Wherever it takes place, we have to take when you keep the law. When you know them.
Hold on, people. Let me try to deal with this audio. I have two more scriptures after that. One more news article, and we're going to be leaving. We will be leaving.
And save you from them, the new world order. Precept. Psalms 147.
No, people, that's all. That ain't gonna work. I'm gonna just continue to do it the way I've been doing.
A higher pleasure. A higher take pleasure.
Oh, God. All right, people, let me just turn the audio back on. Boom, get away from me. Don't lay down. Get out of here.
Okay, people, I'm not going to start the audio back. Y'all get the point. I'm just here to confirm. This is confirmation prophecy for field update reports, news. He spoke it to me. This is Elisheba, the prophet of the God of Israel. Okay, I'm going to read a news article. I mean, I'm going to read a Bible verse right now. Bro, could you come and turn this fan on? John 8:44, people. John 8:44. Yes, put them out and turn the fan on, please. Make sure the back door closed because I don't want them in here right now. John 8:44. Excuse me, people. Excuse me. A lot of interference and all that kind of stuff. John 8:44. Just turn it around. Leave it there. Turn it on lowest, okay? John 8:44 says, ye are of your father, the devil. Let me go up to 8:43. Push it all the way back over there by the door. Take it all the way back over there. It's too close to me. Yeah, that's good right there. Yeah. John 8:44. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you would do. Let's go to John 8:43. Why do you not understand my speech, even because you cannot hear my words? These are religious, church-loving, Jesus-loving, all kind of loving God's people right here approaching the Son of God. He said, what's wrong with y'all people? You don't understand what I'm saying to you. And I've been trying to tell you people for 2 years, but you do not understand my speech. You don't understand what I have been saying to you people for 2 years. The Son of God, Yeshua, came to Jerusalem to tell the children of Israel what his father wanted them to know and what his father wanted them to do. And that was to keep his law. It was always about his law. Always. From Genesis to Revelation, it's about his law. It's just that you people have been taught by Joel Osteen and Marcus Lamb and Paula White and all your leaders that the law is dead and done away with. And that's why the God of Israel is coming after them people right now. You're going to hear more reports in the news. You're going to hear more reports in the news about these religious people that got churches and setting up on corners and all of that, ministries, people that's in the ministry, members of the church, killing their wives and their children, all kind of stuff going to go on. Because the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, it's time for the truth to be revealed in this earth. Because only the truth will help his remnant. Only the truth will help his people right now. You see what the musician did? He killed his wife and his 2 kids. And he was a member of the Christian church. You people still don't want to wake up. And the God of Israel is showing you exactly what the Christian church is all about. When Joel Osteen got $600,000 stashed in the bathroom and the wall up in his church, how can a man have $600,000 stashed up in his wall of the church and he don't know nothing about it? I don't know if he knew nothing about it. All I'm saying is that the $600,000 shouldn't have never been in the wall of the church. If that church was right, if it was the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob ministry, the God of Israel ministry, things like that would not happen. Because he is a holy God. He is a righteous God. He is a true God. He's just showing you people that these religions, churches, organizations don't belong to him. They belong to Satan and his agents and his ministers. So John 8:43 said, why do you not understand my speech, Pharisees? Sadducees, children of Israel, why you don't understand my speech? What I am saying to you? Why you don't understand John the Baptist's speech? What he has said to you? Why you don't understand Jeremiah's speech? Because you cannot hear my words, he said. You cannot hear my words. Why? Because you don't belong to me. Your father is the devil. Your father is Satan. That's why you can't believe a real prophet of the God of Israel. That's why you can't believe in the God of Israel. That's why. Because you cannot hear my words, he said. You can't hear what I'm saying. You got ears to hear, but you can't hear. You got eyes to see, but you can't see. Even though the God of Israel is showing you people what's going on. You still don't want to believe. And that's what's going to destroy y'all. Speaking to you prophetically. That's what's going to kill you. That's what's going to destroy you and your children. Because you don't want to believe my speech, the God of Israel, the prophet that he have set up in the last days to speak to you prophetically. You don't want to believe the God of Israel. You cannot hear my words. My words are not for you. They are for the remnant. That's who I'm working for right now, for the remnant, because the rest of you people are already going to hell. You are already condemned to hell. I told you in the broadcast that I made 3 weeks ago, the God of Israel told you that he already done took down millions of sinners with COVID-19. And now he's coming after you, church loving, law teaching against people, New Testament loving people, Jesus loving people. He's coming after y'all now. That's why the man in prison right now for killing his wife and kids. Because the God of Israel, and he's a musician of the church, he's coming after y'all now. Why do you not understand my speech, John 8:43? People in my family that love Jesus will not listen and try to understand my speech, what I am telling them. They don't believe. Why? Because you cannot hear my words. You are of your father, the devil. That's why you can't hear my speech. That's why you don't understand me. That's why you can't accept what I say to correct yourselves. That's what the Son of God was telling them in St. John 8:43. And that's what I'm saying right now today to you. Why? Because you are of your father, the devil. And the lust of your fathers you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning. Who did he kill in the beginning? Adam and Eve. Yeah, he killed them. Spiritually, they died right there in the garden. Spiritually. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth. He cannot live in the truth. He cannot believe the truth. He cannot receive the truth, even though it's right there in your faces. Joe Osteen, Marcus Lamb, and all the rest of them. You cannot believe the truth because there is no truth. There's no truth in him, and there's no truth in you because your father is the devil. He got a lot of kids right now. Satan have a lot of kids right now. And the way that you know that you belong to Satan and that he is your father, when you can't hear the truth, you don't understand the truth, when the God of Israel sent a prophet to you to tell you that millions are going to die in 2020, and they prophesied and told you that in 2019, and it come to pass, and you still can't hear that man or that woman that God have put, the God of Israel have put in your face, you cannot hear the truth. You cannot believe the truth. You are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father. That's why you want your economy to open back. You want your world to open back. You want your schools and your vacations and your restaurants and all your stuff to open back. Why? Because the lust of your father you will do. You will do the lust of your father. Whatever he got set up in this world, I'm in overtime now. Whatever he got set up in this world for you people to do, that's what you're going to do. That's what you're going to follow. It don't matter if he sent John the Baptist back from the dead. He can send Moses back from the dead. You people still won't believe him. You still won't believe what they say to you. He can send Samuel back. You still won't believe. And that's why the rich man, when he died and went to hell, he told Abraham, can you please just send Abraham, can you send somebody, Moses or somebody, to my family that they don't come to this place where I am? He said, no, they got Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. So no, you people ain't going to believe. You people ain't going to change. You people not going to accept it. You people not going to keep the law. You're not going to believe it. Because you are of your father, the devil. And that's all you can believe is his religion that he have set up in this earth. All of them been set up by him and his people that work for him. All you can believe. Everything that he got set up in this world is the lust of the eye. It's the pride of life. There's no truth in you. There's no truth in him. You cannot believe the truth. You cannot believe the truth. No, you won't get rid of COVID-19. As long as you people don't believe the prophet that the God of Israel have before you. You don't know how to get rid of it. You don't know how to get rid of it. None of your leaders, none of them can hear him. Revelation 19:13. I'm going to read this last article after I read this. Number 33. What else I got here to read? The spot, 3333. Okay, I'm going to read that in a minute. Last news article I have, I think. I told you people, the God of Israel told you and spoke to you 3 weeks ago and told you in that same audio that I had you listening to today, that it was something going to hit this earth that have never hit it before. That have never hit it before. As you can see, something has hit this earth, the COVID-19, all over the earth, that have never hit this earth before in that capacity. In that capacity. Listen, people, to the news article. Dan Wanton. So So if we force this article, they published it again, people, December the 3rd. December the 3rd. So guess what? That's 6 threes already. 6 threes. And after I read this article and read the Bible scripture, then I'm going to show you what 6 threes mean. The meaning of that. It said, Dan Wotton, W-O-O-T-T-O-N. So if we force people to get the jab, what's next? Compulsory gaster bans for fatties. I don't understand that. I'm just going to read the article that was posted December the 3rd on Daily Mail 2021. Given the situation, I think it is appropriate to adopt compulsory vaccination. That means mandatory. One of the final acts of the outgoing German Chancellor Angela Merkel last night was the urge for the creation now of a new law as an act of national solidarity that will in fact turn her country into an official two-tier society. For the first time since the worst dictator in history was in charge. Does she have good intentions? Maybe, but that's not good enough. And the lack of outrage across the media and politics and her stance is chilling. So this woman, Angela Merkel, of the EU, some of the European nations, I guess she's the head lady. I don't know. I don't keep up with them. She's over German. I think German, Angela Merkel. But anyway, people, not only German, you have the UK, and you have all kind of other people right now that's talking about making the vaccine mandatory. The extreme COVID Oxidol is now far beyond terrifying than the virus itself. They got the new COVID out, they call it, Omicron. They got people in lockdown. All kind of stuff is going on. They talking now, all the talking heads, the European, all the talking heads that the governments that's in control of these countries. The Gentiles, they all talking about mandatory vaccination to fight COVID-19. So they want to force, see, this is something that the God of Israel spoke to you about 3 weeks ago, that something is going to take place in this world once me, his servant, get through establishing the 613 laws in the earth that they are good. Something going to take place in this earth that never have happened in history before. Going to hit this earth. And I kept saying to you, I wonder what's going to happen after I get through establishing the God of Israel law. My God, look at what's going on up in this earth, people. You got a new COVID-19 called Omicron. The name after the Greek alphabet, Omicron. Omicron. Look it up and see what it means, the word. You got that, a new COVID-19 in the earth. Super variant, they call it. Super variant, they call it. See, people, y'all don't want to believe that I can hear the God of Israel. So they all talking about mandatory vaccinations. So that means they're going to force people. They want to force people that don't get the jab to take it. Force. By force. You got to get it. So yeah, people. I got a prophecy that I got to read to you too. And I got to get out of here. They about to cut me off. I'm going to read Revelation 18 and just me leaving now. A couple more things I need to say to you and I'm leaving. So they got a lot of new stuff that's coming up. The God of Israel have already warned us about before it happened. Get ready, people. Get ready. And the only way you can get ready, and the only way you can get protection, I'm speaking to you again, prophetically, what I hear, the only way you're going to be able to survive this is that you keep the God of Israel, Ahiah, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, law. And I'm not talking about no holy days, Hebrew Israelites. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about no dietary law where you don't eat pork, shrimp, and lobster. I'm talking about keeping the whole entire law of the God of Israel, whatever it is that is written. No, don't worry about being under grace and all that stuff that you've been taught. That's over with. We've been under grace for a very long time. Let me read the prophecy that I got after I read the scripture. Revelation 19:13. This is what's going to happen when the Son of God come back to this earth. Yeshua is his name. Revelation 19:13. He only going to fight for the remnant now. Only the remnant, only the people denounce all these religions, all these gods, all this paganism, everything that Satan got set up in this world for you to do, you must denounce it. College, education, all of that, you must denounce it to follow the God of all gods. That's the only way, people, that you can survive what's about to hit this earth and happen in this earth right now. That's the only way you're going to survive it. There's no other way you will be able to survive it. You must obey the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And that means denouncing all religions and everything in this world that they, Satan and his ministers and agents and masters and pharaohs have set up in here for you to do. Revelation 19:13. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. And his name was called the Word of God. His name was called the Word of God. What is the Word of God? The law. This is the Son of God. When he come back for this, to this earth, for the remnant, for the new kingdom that will rule and reign with him for 1,000 years, the people that will live in that kingdom, his vestures was dipped in. Why was so much blood on his vest and on his clothing? Because he coming to fight and take out all the enemies of the children of Israel and all the enemies of his father, out of Israel. He coming to take them down. Yes, he only going to fight for the remnant. So, yeah, that's what he coming to do. Fight. Fight and take down the New World Order. You want to know who's going to take down the New World Order? Kill Satan and destroy Satan and his people. It would be no other than the Son of the Living God. His name is Yeshua and his holy angels. Look at Revelation 19:14. His name is Yeshua. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth go a sharp sword, that with it he shall kill the nations. What nations? The Gentile nations. All the people that's making vaccinations, the jab, mandatory. Those are the nations that the Gentile nations. He come to take them down. He shall smite them, mean kill them, the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron and tread the winepress of the fierceness of the wrath of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the Hebrew kingdom and the Hebrew nation. He come to fight for his father, him and the angel. Blood, so much blood. And he had on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord. He's not a Lord. I ain't even going in that. Let me go to something else now, people. You get the point. You get the picture. So let me read now this last information here I have. So you actually have six threes. You have the audio that I made ending in 33. You have Marcus Lamb dying November the 30th, which is number three. Head of the Christian faith, they call it. You have Joel Osteen. They found the money, the money or the article was on the news on December the 3rd. That's four number threes. No, that's five number threes. And then you have another news article that was posted about the Florida musician of the Christian church when he killed his wife. That was posted on the 3rd. So you got six threes right here. So let's look up what that means right now. I'm curious. It says here. And I'm getting ready to leave, people. If you keep seeing number 333333 in your working life, in your walking life, know that this is not a coincidence at all. The angel messengers have a special message for you. Therefore, they are sending numbers. They are sending angel numbers 33333 to grab your attention. We have got 3 sixes in the last 3 weeks. I did the broadcast 3 weeks ago, which is number 3. I ended the broadcast with number 33. That's 3 threes. Marcus Lamb, the chief executive of the Christian faith, died on November 30th. That's another 3. That's 5 threes. Then you had Joe Osteen news article was posted December 3rd. That's another 3. That's 6 threes. That is 6 threes, people. 6 threes. The news article that I was reading about Joe Osteen, it had December the 3rd on. Let me just make sure here. Or was it something else? Let me go back up here. No, it was that they wanted to make, not Joe Osteen, that they wanted to make the vaccine mandatory. That was posted on Daily Mail, December the 3rd. So that's the 6 threes right there. That's the 6 threes. So the angel, it say right here, when you got all those threes like that, that the angel is trying to get your attention, people. He's trying to get your attention, the angels, or the angels. Don't brush it off, it say. I'm reading what all these threes mean in the prophetic, in the spiritual meaning behind them. Don't brush it off as coincidence and pay attention to it. The universe, it say, or the God of Israel, is creating to guide you in the right direction. Trust that the angels in the spiritual realms are so close at the moment. I told you people, they are in the earth to do what the God of Israel wants them to do. That's why you got so much destruction, people dying, kids dying, all kind of stuff wrong. Why? Because the angels are in the earth. The four horses of the apocalypse is in the earth. That's why he wants you people to understand me, his servant, is speaking to you, and the angels are near me and telling me and helping me to do what I need to do right now to get the word of the God of Israel out to his people in the earth and to you sinners, and let you sinners know what is about to happen and what is going to take place in this earth. They are sending messages of love, support, and encouragement to help you people, to support you, to let you know that you better stop going against the God of Israel law. to let you know that you need to love the God of Israel in his law, or you people will not make it. And it's just that simple. You need to be careful. The number 33333 to focus on the thoughts and feelings that come to your mind. You need to be careful, people. That's something up. So yes, people, what I am simply saying to you, it say 33333, angel number carries the vibrational frequency. Seeing that the number is a sign and a message is a strong message that I've been speaking to you people. So with that, people, I'm going to get ready to leave now. I just wanted to come on today for a little bit and confirm prophecy, update, report, news. He spoke it to me. He spoke it to me 3 weeks ago. Some things that was going to hit this earth 3 weeks later. Number three, people. Number three. Watch out, people. The God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he's not finished yet. He just can start. Let me read the prophecy before I leave. The prophecy that I got on November the 18th, 2021. It was a word of knowledge that I got. Discipline yourself. I will give you great things. Discipline yourself to me and for me. This is for the remnant. Only the remnant. The God of Israel say, discipline yourself. And I will give you great things for me and to me. Can you hear me, daughters, talking to you? Time has ran. Where you going, bro? Excuse me. Okay, time has ran out for this people. I will no longer stay my hand. I will no longer stay my hand for the rebellious, gainsaying people. Excuse me, people. I will no longer stay my hand to the rebellious, game, plan, sand people. That means your grace that you've been living off and having, it won't be there no more like it has been or like it has been. I will lift my hand off the games plan people. The floodgates will open. This was given to me November the 18th, 2021. Look at Canada. Look at all over the world. You got floods everywhere. Over there in Mexico. In September, they had 19 people to die in the hospital because the hospital flooded with water and killed people in the hospital that were sick with COVID-19. All over in Portland, all over everywhere, you got floods all over everywhere in this world. The God of Israel said November the 18th to me, I will open the floodgates. So the little flooding that you see now, people, it ain't nothing compared to what's going to happen. And again, that's what I hear, and that's a warning for you. It's nothing compared to what's getting ready to hit this earth, people. Because he's getting ready to deal now with all the religious Christians, Jesus-loving, Buddha-loving, all you people that love all your religions and doctrines. He's going to open the floodgates. I'm just the messenger. I'm just his prophet. I'm just the one that he's speaking to tell you what's going to happen in this earth. He already gave you the solution that will help you people to live and not die. He already gave you the solution. It's up to you to do it. It's up to you to do and obey what he said that you got to do. If you and your children want to make it through this. And again, I'm speaking to you what I hear, prophetic. The floodgates will open on them. On who? All the people that have went against the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the 12 tribes of the Hebrew nation. All the people that have went against him to serve other gods and call on other names and follow all other doctrines and other religions and follow all the lust of your eye and the pride of your life, your paganism and your idolatry and all your abominations, floodgates will open on them, he said, just like the days of Noah. That's what he told me in the same word of knowledge, November the 18th. The floodgates will open on them, and no one can stop my power of wrath. Now, my daughters, I'm talking to the daughters of Israel, the daughters of the Hebrew nation and kingdom, the 12 tribes. Now, my daughters, now, no more waiting or plan with me now. No more plan, daughters of Israel. No more listen to G-O-C-C, I-P-E, E-C-E, and I-U-E now. You must walk away from all these doctrines and religion because the God of Israel hate all of them. And they don't have nothing to do with him. I don't care if IPE is G-O-C-E-E, them teaching you to keep the holy days. The holy days. They don't even know the holy days. We lost our time. We lost our Jubilee count a long time ago. So all them holy days that you are keeping, all them days that you are keeping and the way they telling you to keep them, go rent some hall somewhere and come together with some pagan food that you buy out of grocery stores and all that stuff. All of that stuff that you're doing is paganism. And it's an abomination. And you are polluting the whole. Daughters of Israel, daughters of the 12 tribes of the Hebrew kingdom, walk away from all of these doctrines and religions because the God of Israel says, no more game plan with him. That's over. I'm just warning you people. Do whatever you want to do. But I'm just letting you know what you got to do if you want to survive and live. Now, my daughters, no more plan. No more waiting. Do it now. Discipline yourselves. Why? Because the world won't discipline themselves to me. So I need my remnant. I need the daughters of Israel to rise and stand up and walk away from all these gods and all these doctrines and all this information that you people are, that your leaders are giving you. Walk away from that. The spirit of error. The spirit of error, which is Satan and his demons, that want to stop you. Take power in me, daughters of Israel. Power in me. I'm the God of Israel. Daughters of Israel, take power in me. Not in no man, not in no doctrine, not in no church, not in no religion, not in nothing but me. But me, I am your God. I am your God. Take power in me. Take your stand in me. They can't stop me. The wrath of my power. Take power in me, my daughters, and move forward. Move forward. I'll talk to y'all later. Confirmation prophecy. Fulfill update reports. News. He spoke it to me. I'll talk to y'all later. Have a good day, remnant. Be blessed. The God of Israel, Ahiah, be with you. His church, the remnant.